risks. They're out there. You can't run from them, and you probably can't hide from them. So let's talk about it. Taking the jump on today's episode of Real Life Talks with Brandon. Hey guys, welcome to Real Life Talks with Brandon. I'm Brandon. It's so good to see you all here today. Exciting to be back. If you've been with us for a while, this channel was kind of a Facebook / YouTube / just video channel where I was in front of the camera and I would ramble on for about 10 minutes about different topics. And so I decided, you know what? What if it came back as a podcast? And here we are with the first episode today. And I think today's topic is very on point with what's happening here, because today we're going to talk about risk-taking, taking risks, whether they are small or they're big or medium-sized. But I think we, as human beings, take risks all the time, whether we know it or we don't, but we do. And they've become an important factor in our lives because we put a lot of investment behind certain risks. If it's like you're starting a business or you're starting a company, there's a lot of time and money that goes into that. Or maybe you're looking to move and it's the matter of finding the right place to live in the right environment, if it's going to be close to your necessities or your job or things like that. There's so many things we have to take into account, whether it's, starting a business or if it's even purchasing something. A little story to open up this podcast episode with is, if you know me, I normally do not pay full price for things. There's only two things I pay full price for, and that's food and experiences. And even then, if I can get a discount or a coupon, I will definitely try wholeheartedly to get one. But usually, I try to find the best price, like everybody else. It's nothing special. Everyone tries to find the best price for something. But recently, I had some people in my life that had purchased AirPod Pro Maxes, if you know what they are, the big Apple headphones that came out, and everybody was buying them, and I was looking at the price, and I have sticker shock, especially when I saw the price of those. They're premium quality listening devices that are at least $500, and usually when I see a price that high, I do a little bit of a cough, like, oh my, that's the price? So I kind of wanted a pair, but I didn't want to pay the price, so I looked around and see if anybody was selling their pair of AirPod Pros, for a way cheaper price. And there were people that were doing that, and I happened to find somebody that was selling them, and I messaged them, and they messaged me back, and we kind of impromptu set up a time that we could, meet up and do the exchange. And when I get to where they are and I'm letting them know, hey, I'm in the area, they message me back and they go, just simply say, sold. And I went, really? Is this what we're going to do? So, still determined to find a pair, I hop back on to the interwebs to look for a pair. Found someone that was selling them for a reasonable price, and I messaged them and said, hey, are they still for sale? And they messaged me back, like, yeah, are you interested? I'm like, yeah, I just want to make sure, do they work? Are they good? Are they, and here's the key word right here, authentic? And they informed me that they were sealed, had never been used, never been opened, so, and they sent me some pictures. I was like, okay, great, thank you, all right. So I set up a time to meet with them, go to where they are, we pick them up, we look at them, and this could be a totally different topic on its own, but we'll do that another time. But I open up the package, and we get back, I check them out, they sound real, they look real, but upon further review, looking at the finer details of them, they did some things, or they didn't do some things, that a legit pair of AirPod Pro Maxes would do. So in the end, found out, nope, I didn't have an authentic pair. I had a pair of air frauds, as I jokingly call them. And So with that, of course, there's some things going on right now. I am currently fighting to get my money back, but we don't have time for that today. But with that risk taking right there, it's a matter of trust. You know, am I able to trust that what I'm giving you is what I'm getting back? And that is a risk in itself. Are you getting back what you are investing in? You know, and of course, some people are like, well, here's the price of AirPods, you know, AirPod Pros, the real price, and then you paid this, you know, shouldn't have been leery. And the problem with that is that when everybody else is selling it at that price, you can't really decipher, you know, is this where it should be, or are people just trying to pull a fast one? And that's a big risk in itself. So let me show you what a definition, or tell you what a definition right now of risk taking is, which is coming from Britannica. The act or fact of doing something that involves danger or risk in order to achieve a goal. Now, there's not much danger in purchasing a product. Let's just put it that way. There's not. But there are some dangers in making big risks. Like underneath it says, starting a business always involves some risk-taking, which it does. A matter of the investment that you put in to start the business, to start up the capital and things like that. And then when you do that, all of a sudden, if the business fails, you lose what you invested. And a lot of things that went behind that investment could be lost. I know a lot of people sometimes, they invest their home or they invest a lot of their personal property to be able to start a business. And if that business fails, then they lose all that. And it's the drive of that that pushes them to want to do well, to make sure that the business succeeds. So they'll do whatever it takes to do that. So risks. Or, as I would like to call it in this episode, taking the jump. Especially with this podcast. You know, just one day I was thinking, well, this would be a kind of a fun thing to do. Would anybody listen? Would anybody want to hear me ramble on for about 10 minutes about life facts in general? And the answer to that is, I don't know. So that's why I'm taking the risk of doing this podcast, of starting this back up and seeing, you know, what the feelers are like. So if you like this podcast, if you like what you're hearing, if you want to hear more topics, please let us know at kid.beege, B-E-E-G-E. @gmail.com. That's where you can send comments, any other topics you want to hear, anything. We are here to talk about it all here at Real Life Talks with Brandon. But let's go back to making the jump. Now, there's a definition from New Oxford that's really interesting to hear about just the word risk. A situation involving exposure to danger. The word exposure is pretty interesting because you do have to expose yourself. You do have to put yourself out there if you're going to take a risk, if you're going to take a jump. You have to expose yourself a little bit. And for some people, that's scary. Especially, let's say, if you're wanting to do a performance. I know people that love to sing, that they would love to sing and go out and sing in public. But the idea of singing beyond the means of karaoke is terrifying. And they go, no, I can't do it. I'm like, no, you can do it. Don't be afraid. You have to put yourself out there a little bit just to see. Dip your toe in the water. Get yourself wet a little bit and see what happens. Yes, it's scary, but you know what? Sometimes you have to take a risk. Sometimes you have to take that jump just to see what it would be like. So I don't know what kind of risks you're facing in your life, whether they're small ones like if you should buy the AirPod Pros, as I would say, or if it's starting a company, starting a brand, starting something. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's big, but it's all about taking the risk. and seeing what happens. There's this TikTok trend where this lady comes up and she goes, "Say the weird thing." And I've been saying that a lot to people when it comes to decisions or it comes to thought process, and I see the thought just eking at the edge of the cliff, and I look at them and I just say, "Speak the truth, shame the devil, say the weird thing, say it." Because 9 out of 10 times, it's the right thing. It's the answer that needs to be said. It's the opinion that needs to be said. It's the voice. You can do it. All you have to do is simply just say the weird thing. So, what is it like to take a risk? Do you get shaky? Do you get nervous? Can you sleep at night? Probably not. No. Does it keep you up at night? And that right there, it's a key indicator that maybe it's time for you to do it. If it keeps you up at night, if that's all you can think of, if when you wake up in the morning, that's all you can think of, is that idea, that thought, that process, that's the key right there to say, you know what? Maybe today is the day to do it. Now, I want you to do it safely, though. Because if you don't have the means to do it, give it some time. Let it cook. Let it simmer. Go back to the drawing board. Find a way to get resources. Work till you have the ability to go full fruition. Like, you know what? This is it. Today is the day to go out there, jump in, get wet, and see what happens. It's a scary process, I know. And you're probably saying, "Brandon, this is so easy for you to say when you're behind a microphone." And I'm here to tell you, look, I've been there. I've done that. There's been so many times in my life where I've taken risks, where I have stepped away from jobs because I wanted to see what was better. And there have been times where they have paid off. Like, you know what? I am so glad I made this decision. I'm so glad I left behind what I had just so I could see what's new and exciting. And then there have been other times where I've been like, you know what? Meh. Maybe I shouldn't have gone this route. But I tell you what I don't have. I don't have regrets. I don't regret many, if any, decisions that I've made and looking at where I'm at now. And I'm so excited to be where I'm at now. A lot of people ask me, well, if you could go back and change one thing, would you do it? Like, actually, I don't think I would. I don't think I would change anything. So, here we are. We're at the edge of the cliff. And we're wondering, should we jump? Should we take this time and just launch ourselves off the cliff? I want to read you something I wrote back in 2013, a thing called Jump. And I don't know why I wrote this. It's a little lengthy, but it's quick. And I'll end with this. And hopefully this little podcast gave you the initiative, the little bump, the little push to go say the weird thing. Go do the weird thing. Take a jump, stretch out your wings, soar, and look forward to what's new and exciting, and just see what's out there. You never know unless you take the jump. So let me read this to you. Jump. The young boy sat perched on the cliff, watching, just watching, wondering when it was his turn to fly. He would watch the others as they ran, jumped, dove, and then soared to the wide-open sky. He was ready to go, but all he could do was just watch. Then a gentle voice came upon him and asked, "Why do you sit here?" The boy replied, "I don't have any wings to which I can fly with. Could you lend me a pair?" The voice laughed and said, "You don't need my wings when you have a pair of your own." The boy, confused and a little frustrated, replied once again, "Are you blind? I have no wings of my own." The voice then whispered to the boy, "Jump." The boy immediately jumped to his feet, and with rage deep in his voice, he howled, "How can I fly when I have no wings?" The voice soothed his inquiry with one simple answer. You have no wings because you haven't jumped. How can you have wings when you're afraid to use them? How can you beg for someone else's wings when you've clipped yours before you've ever flown with them? My boy, the reason you don't have any wings is because they are still hiding in you, waiting to break free, wanting the sun to warm the very fibers of their feathers. Jump. The boy softly and slowly whispered to himself, jump. With that, he cautiously walked to the edge of the cliff, stared out to the vast distance, and slowly closed his eyes. Jump, whispered through his mind once more as he stood there, terrified of what could happen. He slowly moved one foot out, took a deep breath, and leaped forward and vanishing from sight. The wind furious whipped all around his body as he headed straight for the ground. He surely thought this was the end, that he was going to die, that everything leading up to this has been a waste. He closed his eyes as he prepared for his quick and sudden death until suddenly he felt his body make a great pull upward and felt himself being thrusted up and then weightless. He opened his eyes to the scene before him as he could see the blue sky, the bright yellow sun, and the small earth beneath him. He looked around, wondering how could this be even possible, and soon he found out it was. Extending from his body were two pure white wings, each as long as his body in length. He had wings all along, and now he could finally see them. Excited with joy, he flapped wildly and cheered as he flew hither and fro. He began exploring places he had never been to, things he had never experienced or seen, a life filled with surprise, wonder, and adventure. Along the way, he saw another boy sitting on a cliff, his hands holding his head up as he just watched into the sky. He landed by him and gently asked, why are you sitting here? The boy simply replied, I don't have any wings to fly with. Could you lend me yours? All the boy could do was chuckle lightly and whisper to him, jump. So to whoever may be listening to this today, jump. Just do it. What do you have to lose? I know that there could be so much or so much little at risk, but take the opportunity to see what you're capable of, to see what you can pull off. Let those wings free and fly and explore new lands, new worlds, new territories. Explore what's out there. I know it's scary. I know it's dark, and it may seem like you're all alone out there and that there's no way you can do it, but I'm here to tell you, it's possible. All you have to do is just jump. So that's all the time we have for today. I thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's been a real fun one. Join us next time for another real life talk. But of course, follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We don't have one yet, but just follow us on Facebook and you'll know when our next episode comes out. My name is Brandon. I hope you've had a great time, and this has been a real life talk. I'll see you next time. Bye.